But first, global social media giant Twitter has received criticism this week for suspending a number of Chinese language accounts critical of the Chinese Communist Party. The bans came at an auspicious time, as June the 4th marks the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacres that saw hundreds, if not thousands, of Chinese students killed by government security forces. Max Tillman finds out why Twitter opposed the bans and how China's political dissidents are learning to scale the Great Firewall.
Global social media giant Twitter has received criticism from international observers after suspending multiple Chinese language accounts critical of Chinese government policy. As the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre draws renewed attention to social liberties in China in the new digital age. In an official statement on Saturday, Twitter defended the suspensions.
We proactively challenge 8 to 10 million accounts per week for engaging in various forms of platform manipulation. However, some of these were involved in commentary about China. These accounts were not mass reported by the Chinese authorities. This was a routine action on our part.
The troops have been firing indiscriminately.
June 4, 1989 is a contentious day in Chinese history. Student-led protests in response to a decade of social and economic reforms spawning from Deng Xiaoping's opening of China in 1979 turned violent when Chinese security forces actively suppressed protesters across the country, but most famously in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. It is estimated that hundreds, perhaps even thousands, of people died. Since then, the Chinese government has gone to great lengths to suppress a dialogue on what exactly took place at Tiananmen Square 30 years ago. And, given Twitter's timely suspension of Chinese accounts, questions have once again arisen over whether Twitter's public policy is influenced by sovereign governments. Elena Collinson, Senior Project and Research Officer at the Australia-Chinese Research Institute.
Firstly, this kind of mass account suspension isn't necessarily unusual activity in and of itself for Twitter. It is, however, quite an interesting coincidence that this particular crackdown, seeming to particularly target Chinese language Twitter accounts, sweeping up many, although not exclusively, accounts that were critical of the Chinese Communist Party.
But as Collinson makes clear, China's three-decade-long policy of remaining tight-lipped over Tiananmen has begun to thaw.
While China has traditionally been reticent about touching on the Tiananmen Square massacre, at this year's Singapore Shangri-La Dialogue, an annual security summit, China's defense minister issued a rare public acknowledgement of the massacre, stating emphatically that the incident, as he referred to the massacre, was a political turbulence, and stated that the central government's actions were, quote, correct policy leading to stability and development.
But not everyone shares the same sentiments on whether this was indeed the correct course of action. Despite the best efforts of China to block out foreign media behind the Great Firewall, there is still discontent amongst Chinese students and the young over the very same issues that sparked the Tiananmen Square protests 30 years ago.
You do see students venturing into different fora in an attempt to talk about these issues more, express their discontent and dissatisfaction, and they do open themselves up then to repercussions, unfortunately, by the Chinese state, by the state police and so forth. But they continue to express their dissatisfaction, and I think that's a very important thing, and that overseas companies should indeed be very supportive or at least be very alive to the need to put in these sorts of safeguards for their users and users based in mainland China.
But while criticism has been levelled at Twitter for working at the behest of China, Dr. Fiona Martin, Senior Lecturer in Convergent and Online Media at the University of Sydney, sees Twitter's suspension of Chinese accounts as being part of a concerted effort by social media to prevent propaganda and government bots from diluting political debate on the platform.
I think what we're seeing is a genuine move on Twitter's part to try and block Chinese government bots. So it's trying to suspend propaganda bots, basically, and it's happened to catch a whole bunch of activists at the same time. Why that is would be really interesting, and we really need to understand more about how its algorithms are working to identify accounts that it thinks are violating its terms of service.
These algorithms have become a key component in contemporary politics, as social media giants like Twitter and Facebook attempt to stem the tide of fake news and misleading information designed to swing elections or change the perspective of entire populations.
My guess is that some of the dissidents are actually quoting from propaganda, and so have some of those phrases in their critique. And so that's how they're being picked up.
Much has changed since 1989, and as China's population becomes more digitally native, the question of how political unrest will be curbed is one of the great challenges for the Chinese Communist Party.
We've seen a much greater effort over the last year to censor politically dissident material. It's contradictory too. On one side, you've got Xi Jinping saying, you know, we've got this huge digital China push, you know, that China is going to be at the forefront of digital technology, but then locking down its internet so that people can't exchange ideas.
Dr. Fiona Martin, Senior Lecturer in Convergent and Online Media at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Max Tillman.